Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to WBEN's David Bellavia. And I heard David at the end of his show talking about this. And David, you have friends in high places. One of those people is President-elect Donald J. Trump. First of all, from a political perspective, what about Donald J. Trump gives you, if anything, encouragement that this might be reversed?
Well, I mean, reversed is one thing. You know, you never know what is going on behind the scenes. But I think, first of all, what would get interest in Donald Trump even acknowledging this is what happened when he was president-elect, you know, back in 2016, and that carrier plant, the air conditioning plant in Indiana, threatened to move to Mexico. He made a campaign. He was the president-elect, waiting on inauguration, and said, this isn't going to happen. I won't tolerate it. Put a tremendous amount of pressure on Indiana and Carrier to make a deal. Letitia James has all but declared a fatwa on his camp, you know, on his administration before it even begins. I think he's got a lot of reasons to kind of poke his finger in the eye of New York State and their elected officials. They're more focused on Trump than they are 1,550 workers that just lost their job before Christmas.
And as far as a tariff situation, what are some of the tools that President-elect Trump, would have at his disposal to make this, shall we say, a less financially attractive proposition?
So you got to go back to 1983 to see Harley Davidson become what Harley Davidson was, and that was because Ronald Reagan then said, hey, Japanese motorcycle companies, you want to sell motorcycles in America, you got to make them in America. That's what really led to a huge resurgence in Harley Davidson being, you know, America's motorcycle. Those tires made here in Tonawanda go on Harley Davidson motorcycles. So if that plant picks up and moves, like we've seen the steel industry and other things, it's, you know, there's going to be a tariff. 400% is what he said other places. That makes those tires absolutely, no one's paying 400% for tires. You target those products that left America, are being made outside of America, and tell Harley Davidson, you better find someone who makes your tires in America, bring them back to Buffalo.
Now, somebody had brought up Elon Musk and as much talked about issues with unions with respect to Tesla. You are intimately acquainted with President Trump and his policies. Should the union workers have any reason to hope that Donald J. Trump is a different kind of Republican president?
Well, I think the election on Tuesday, you know, showed that there's at least different people voting for Trump than have voted for Republicans before. You know, the problem is this is happening everywhere. I mean, you know, we've been gaslit about this economy for so long. I heard Morning Joe talking about butter. Like, he didn't even know the price of butter. He, you know, how bad are eggs and milk at the grocery store today? So many people have been talking about this economy, and now there's real-world effects for these costs. We saw this during the supply chain crisis. All these other issues that came up in the first 4 years of Biden is that it has a trickle-down effect. It will affect the American consumer because it affects the American worker. And they're the first domino to fall, and everything else collapses underneath it. Energy costs, it's all a reason for these prices.
Now, with respect to a tariff situation, What kind of legislative process would that have to go through, or is that an executive decision?
Well, you know, it there's multiple ways that they can do it unilaterally. I mean, first of all, Trump has an incredible relationship with Japan and Korea, and, you know, those are the relationships that really have existed even beyond the presidency. But in this circumstance, with the Senate and with the House being, you know, looking to be Republican, they can move rather quickly on that agenda. But I'm just more concerned why I'm not hearing from Gillibrand and Schumer. I mean, these senators and elected officials are so outspoken, using that bully platform to shame people, universities, you name it, housing, fluoride in the water in Buffalo. You can't, you know, the press conferences just pop up. You lose almost, you know, 1,600 workers before the holidays, and nobody is setting themselves on fire. I'm at a total loss as to why this snuck up on anyone, and why we're willing to give a chip manufacturer, you know, free hydropower and 20 years of no taxes. If they're green energy jobs, we'll do whatever we have to do to cover the Kensington. But when it comes to, you know, people that work with their hands or the trades, you know, hey, this is the new evolution of our growing economy. That's unacceptable.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, you and I are both leaving WBEN to take a job at Solar City. We should probably point that out. Bowerly, David Bellavia is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. David, I know we can't give away too many secrets here, but can you give us some indication of the chain of command you hypothetically might go through to bring this to the attention of President-elect Trump?
Well, look, I mean, everyone, unfortunately, he's in meetings and having meetings for the next, you know, God knows how long. He's going to have a chief of staff here real soon. He's going to have a secretary of defense elect. He's going to have a attorney general. Those decisions are going to be made rather soon. And they've already probably have been made. But everyone, of course, wants to bend his ear now. And he's got all these things to look at. The comms people at Trump, they know what they're doing. They're really good. But this is just such a slam dunk issue. To me, this is why he became the president. This is why he won the election. It's based on jobs and the economy and screwing over American workers. That's the reason why we had the landslide on Tuesday that America witnessed. I just think it's a slam dunk. So putting that in front of the right people, I don't think it's... And the fact that Letitia James just went out of her way to threaten the incoming, he's not even the president yet. We got, you know, Massachusetts governor, people hiding immigrants and addicts. I mean, what are we talking about? There's no policy in effect, and yet we've got this the hyperbole is everywhere. This, because it's Letitia James and Kathy Hochul, I think it gives it more traction for Trump to respond to it, and that's the power of Donald Trump. All he has to do is talk about it. People are already starting to shake.
The great David Bellavia is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. One quickie, and I know you've already put in a very long day, and it's been a long week for you certainly, and a long week for many of us here at News Radio 930 WBEN. But you know, it also strikes me that this is an issue that's almost custom made for the incoming vice president, a guy about whom I was wrong at the beginning. He grew on me, J.D. Vance.
I think he's a huge reason why Trump had not only the success that he had on election night, but also the coalitions he built. There's no Elon Musk without J.D. Vance. There's no Joe Rogan. There's no any of that without J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, and the way he was able to articulate the message, you know, Trump has a hard time sometimes getting out of his own way, especially when it comes to those speeches. That debate against Waltz was a masterclass in how to, I mean, everything was great. He did everything perfectly, and he's really smart, and he's articulate. But again, he's also, he is that Rust Belt. That's what he represents. That's why he's there. I think you're right. I think it's a good plus, combat plus.
Yeah, I mean, basically, this is like a page out of his book and the movie. This is, you know, when you talk about Hillbilly Elegy, the idea that the Rust Belt of America, our manufacturing closed, our well-paying jobs went away, and entered the rise of so many of the evils which are plaguing America. It's to me anyway. What do I know? But to me, this is a J.D. Vance issue where he could really shine very early.
100% correct. And it's also an example, I think, of, you know, just how much this party has changed. Right before our eyes, the Republican Party is a totally different party.
And David, I know that you obviously have worked a very long day today, but anything that you wanted to get out there that I did not specifically ask you, because, I mean, this is right up your alley.
No, I wish my connection was better. I apologize for that.
That's a problem.
Hearing the talk of, I'm so glad you've taken this topic up with this audience, because it is something we should be looking out for. Also, condolences to Mayor Scanlon's family. Just heard the news that his brother lost his brother in an accident. That's horrible. So obviously with them, but when it talks about community, everyone wants to bring America together, you know. Our neighbors need jobs, too, and that's a part of this economy. Bringing people together, I think it's important. I appreciate you doing it.
Well, David, I appreciate your time, as always. I'm grateful for it. And, you know, November 22nd is coming up, and that marks a certain anniversary that we do enjoy talking about from time to time. And if you ever want to do it, babe, I'm here for you. I'm your Huckleberry.
All in.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. David Bellavia, our host from 10 until 2. The great David Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.